The Mishnah says here on Daf Lamed, it talks about the Isser of Mechir Kelev. Something which is traded or sold for a dog is pasul for a carbon. There's no Isser of person. There's nothing you're allowed to eat it, and it has no Isser for regular other than Kodesh. However, the Torah says that it's abominable as far as a carbon, and therefore it's pasul for a carbon. So how is it that something becomes a mechir kelev? So the Mishnah says, "Vezim mechir kelev, anu chaveroi, hayoch plazeh, tachat kelev zeh." If we trade, I want to trade you this sheep for this dog. Then the sheep becomes from there further unacceptable for a kelev. The chayin shnei shufim shachol. There are two people that were partners, and they were partners in a whole flock of sheep and a dog. A sheep's dog, maybe. Echadoto asora, v'echotisha v'kelev. There were nine, all together, there were 19 sheep and a dog. So one, they split as follows. One took 10 sheep, another one took 9 sheep and a dog. Shekneged akelev, fasa. Ushim akelev mutter. So, the one who took the 9 sheep and the dog, obviously didn't trade anything for the dog. They got a dog. He got a dog. So therefore, his 9 sheep are mutter. But the other 10 sheep, which are corresponding on the other side, all of them have in some way, the Mishnah understands, have some way been traded into the dog. And therefore, all of them get the Isser of Mechir Kelev. So the Gemara asks, Hashutim Shecholak, Echad Notal, Asora, Echad Notal Chotisha V'Kelev. That's the Gemara. Neful chodo lahadi kalbo v'halach kul l'shu. Let's single one of the sheep out and say this sheep was traded for the dog, and all the other 9 should be mutter. I'll have one mechir kelev. Why is it that all my 10 sheep all of a sudden have become traded for the dog? It's clearly that some sheep were traded for sheep. So therefore, why don't we just single out one and make that one mutter? Because that one should be usher, because that one will be singled out as the one who should trade for the dog. And the other 9 should be mutter. And for the Gemara, Hakamaikinan could go into Tafi, Dmei Kelev, Michad Minai, Bahati Funli Kelev, Shalibakula. Like Rashi explains that the dog was slightly more expensive than any of the sheep. So when some of the sheep were more, the nine sheep were cheaper than the 10 sheep. So therefore, each one of the 10 sheep was slightly more expensive than each one of the 9 sheep. And that extra money was all included in the extra price of the dog. So therefore, the extra price, which the dog cost more than the sheep, was distributed evenly between all the sheep. And therefore, all the sheep were slightly bought for the dog. And each one of them becomes also the dog. However, if it would have been even, if everything would have been even, actually we would have been able to take out one of the sheep and say that this one, single this one out, and say that it was represented, it was for the dog, and all of them would be, all the others would become mutter, and one would become a mechir kelev. Now, to understand how this works retroactively, so Taisus explains, Pirish, how do they all become mutter? Mitam brera. So we have an idea, many, many places in Shas, an idea of brera. Brera, in the simple translation, generally means something retroactively being, something which is being clarified retroactively. That means that we have something which is unclear at the time, at the time that the transaction takes place, and some later date it becomes defined, and have the definition at the later date works retroactively to say that it was from the first time. Now, and therefore here too, although at the time that the two partners split, it was undefined which sheep was which corresponded to which dog. However, later, when we'll take one out and we'll define that this is the one, we'll single this one out and say this was the one which was defined, which corresponded to sheep, which corresponded to dog, then it will correspond to the dog and all the other ones will come with it. V'hashti necha l'pir shri, the pasuk focuses on b'kul ha'shati yesh b'era. However, as Tosafot have already in time, the pasuk focuses on the ain b'era, hechi parch chokach b'pshitas v'ilich l'shu. There's a machlokes all over Shas. What's the halacha? It's a machlokes tanoim. In many mesechtos, if yesh b'era, ain b'era. And Rabbeinu Tam says that midaraisa we say ain b'era, Ri says we are yesh b'era. So Rabbeinu Tam, how did the Gemara ask so simply, ask this question and say that the others should be mutter? We're asking according to those shittas which hold yesh b'era since the machlokes tanoim. So now Taisi has a very interesting question, and obviously to go through the yesh b'era is an idea which goes through most of the masechtos of Shas, some way or another touch, and the question that Taisi asks here now is going to ask a question also about Bittul Baroyev, which is also an idea which goes through many of the Masechtos of Shas, and obviously to do the subject justice would mean many weeks of Shurim. So I'm just going to try to, instead of trying to be thorough and go through the whole Indian here, I'm just going to want to bring forth a few ideas which I discussed, which could be food for thought, which I discussed and which seem to be brought out by the special characteristics which this case have, which are different than other cases of Brera throughout Shas. And so just to give you an idea of some of the very interesting ideas which are discussed in relationship to this case of Yesh Brera. So let's see the Taisus. Taisus has a very, very interesting question. Yesh Mitzmaya. The Halacha Mashma Shim Isser Mu'urav Deheta Noitel Ha'Isser Nesloim Chanal Brera. Taisus analyzes this case as follows. What do I have here? Before I chose one of the sheep, so I had 10 sheep. One of them, X, is the unknown sheep of Issur. One, there's one Mechir Kelev. And all the rest are not. However, I have no way of knowing which is which. So now what did I do? I came out, and I picked one out, and I said, Yesh Breira. Yesh Breira will tell me that this is the Issur, and all the rest are Heter. Seemingly, what we're doing, Yesh Breira allows me to say that I chose out the one which was Usur, and all the rest therefore become Mutter. And therefore, like Texas says, that I should, in a case where something Usur becomes Mu'urav, becomes mixed up with Heter, I should also be able to do the same. Pull one out and say that's the Issur, and let all of them become Heter. Seemingly is either prophecy or magic. How is it that we manage, when they're mixed up, we don't know which is which, but we manage to take out one, and the others become mutter? And it brings other cases. And through the din of Yesh Breira, we assume that the one of this, well, which place is assuming, in our case, that actually, at the time of the transaction, one of them became a Mechir Kelev. One of the sheep became a Mechir Kelev. And why are they all Usur? Because I don't know which. In other words, it was definitely a one-for-one relationship between the sheep on one side and the sheep on the other side of the dog, if they were the same price. And clearly it wasn't a 10-for-10, it wasn't a 10-for-10 switch, but it was 10 one-for-one switches. And therefore, there is one definite Mechir Kelev, except I don't know which one it is. So therefore, it's a simple case of Taruvus, where one Isser is mixed within 9 Heter. And here I am, I'm calling Yesh Breira, is going to tell me that presto, I picked out the Asa. And the same is true, Vahid Lo Kerech Yanyu Ben Akusim, which is the classic case of Breira, which, to say the case quickly, Someone wanted to take Meister from a whole barrel of wine without taking it off in advance, And he said that when I get to it and I manage to take it off, those two, which I will take in the future, they should be my sin. And so he's comparing that also and saying, right now, I have a big vest which has two unknown lugim, or a certain amount, which is unknown to me right now, which is my sin. And it's mixed up with everything, and when I take it out later, I'm taking out the itzer, and everything will come to mukhi. And in Pesachim's other cases. So Pesach Akasha, if so, be'im kein, b'chol itzer ha'mu'ur of the heter, any time when itzer gets mixed up with the heter, nisbacha brera, v'nishkol, kishira itzer, v'idich mishtu. Well, I have any bit of life, or especially in the cases where I can't say bit of life. At least in the Rabbanon, if we have the wording more in Zochim, the case of Balchai, where it's not bottle, or Chaticha Ruhu Skabed, which is not bottle. So we said, the Gemara said, Chohaz Bochim, Shisharvu B'shar Niskol. We had 1,000 Karbonis, and one Shor, which is also Bahano, Shor Niskol, which is Chayim Steel, gets mixed up. What do we say? All of them must die. Because since we say that the Shor Niskol cannot be bottle, therefore, all of them must die. Why do we do that? Why don't we say Yesh Bera? Pull out one and say it has been decided that this is the one which was Asa, and therefore all the rest should be Mutter. So he says, V'aman, he the Baruch Haim Chashiv Eloi Batli, and come from Nishma Chad Minau, B'idich Lishter. V'aim Moiri, Klau God of Adin. No, he gives it a very big klau. The Vadai Kol Dover Shehuvra Ha'isra Mitchila, if at one point I knew it was us, in other words, I had a shor in this call, that was the, a specific cow, daisy, and it got mixed up with 1,000 other unknown and unnamed cows, and now we don't know. We were looking for the shor in this call amongst all the other shor. Obviously, we can't say bray. What's going to be determined? There, it's only a question of which one is it. But it was a specific one in advance. Therefore, obviously, it will not help me to say it's better to pick it out and say that I definitely picked out the one which is also. Why should? What are the chances? It's a statistical improbability that I should actually pick out the right one. So then we say, "Kol dover shehubra itzer mitchila va'achra nitzar v'hetzer lo yitzer mchina brera." Then I can't be semecha brera. Kiven shetaru vasoi hoyi be'isser. Abohani Tarubasan Behetar. But here the Tarub Behetar, Kia Isr Loi Hayam Mavur Koyan Tarubasan. Ul Akhar Tarubis Noola Isr Ol Samkin Abre. So now, if we read Tysus literally, which is the way most of our Achronim do, it seems that we actually, Tysus is saying the cases are the same. Cases are the same. Just over there, one Shor HaNiskol is Mu'uriv with 100 kosher karbonis. And over here, one Mechir Kalev is mixed up with in 9 which are not Mechir Kalev. And the only difference between the cases is, when is it that it became Usher? Did I know it was Usher before it got mixed up with the other 9? Or did it only become mixed up when there was already a Taruvis? However, other than that, the cases are definitely the same. That means I have one Vaday Isser, which is X, mixed up in 9 Heter, and the only difference is, when did it become Usher? Did it become Usher when it was already a Taruvus? Or did it become Usher before it was a Taruvus? In the case of Shor HaNiskol, we knew it was a Shor HaNiskol, and then it got mixed up, then we don't say Yesh Bera. However, In our case, it was already mixed up in advance, and then it became Usher, and I don't know which one it is, then I could say Yesh Bera. And there are many ramifications of this case, and the many Achronim would say that Lamoshel, we'll give a similar case. Similar case is that two animals got mixed up, and we don't know which is which, and we then shechted the mother of one of them. So now the question is the other one Oysev Espanoi or not? Could I go? So the question, we're not allowed to shech the son of the mother that we shechted. However, we don't know which one the mother is, but we know it's the mother of one of them. So now, according to Tosfos, if we read it literally, the halacha should be that we could say yesh bera. We'll pick one out and say this is the one which the wishat is the mother, because since at the time when the issur was chal, it was the taruvas. It was the taruvas at the time when the issur was chal, and therefore, although there's a definite issur, one of them clearly, well, either this one, either the one or the other is definitely a definite issur of oisus benoy. Still, I can pick it out, and I can pick this one out and choose it out and say that it should be the one which is awesome. Which is awesome, another one will be more. So although this is the simple reading of Tosfos, we think about it, very, very difficult to understand, why there should be a difference between these two cases. In other words, basically we're still saying the same, like we called it before, Be'achik or Nevuah. There's definitely one which is Asr. We have no way of knowing which one it is. All of a sudden we picked one out and we'll say, for some reason, that this is the Asr. The Gemara, we did have a similar idea in the Gemara in Tzvachin, where we took one out and we say that where one Asr became Mu'urif in many Heterim, and if we took one out by accident, then we're allowed to use the others. But there, the Gemara said that really immediately, because we're the Raisa, we say it's over Rois. And it's only the Rabbanan. Because it's the Rabbanan, then we say Tolan. We're not actually saying for sure 100% that this is the one that is also. But afterwards, the stuff has changed. And now, it's not for sure that there's Itzer here. So we're Tolan. But basically, the Heta there is Bittu Rois. Let's change it over here. We're going up there around. We're saying it's Vada, also the one we're taking out. And how is it we're saying that this one that we pull out, which we choose out, is actually going to be the Asr? Is it Shmaya? Is it Nevuah? Why should we say that just because they were mixed up before the Issur was Chal, that it would therefore come up? Okay. So now we'll leave this on the side. This idea on the side. And we'll discuss a few questions which we have here, interesting ideas which relate to the Mishnah. Okay, we don't have much time. So, there's another idea brought out. The Rajba, and in Kedushin Daf Yizayin Rebbeis, he discusses a different idea. When we have this idea of Yesh Breira, we're saying, and we're assorting, and saying it's as if it was split like that from the beginning. So there's a question if this is true. Let's, even though he's talking about other breras also, but let's talk about the brera of a partnership which is dissolved. Now, there the yesh brera, in simplest terms, we're saying that actually from the time of the split, we are treating it as if from the beginning of the shutfus, from the beginning of the time that the partnership started, actually, each one had definite parts. It just was not defined. And the second we define it, it's as if one was always the owner of part A, another one was owner of part B. In other words, we don't look at it as if that they each had different parts, and now they're selling or transferring their ownership to the other one for his part. In other words, each one's giving them part of their shares and coming out with a definite portion. Rather, Yesh Breira says it's defined as if they were always the owner. Well, now, there's a question whether this applies only to a partnership which is of one min, which would be, in our case, only sheep, or it even applies to partnership which is of different meaning, and the split now comes one against one. In other words, one part of Mozar A and one part of Mozar B. So the Rashi says as follows. The Gemara says as follows, that if what happened was that a person was Megaya, and now his father, the guy, died. Now, so if we say that someone who was Megayer midaraisa, still inherits his father the goy. So now he's sharing his inheritance with a brother who's still a goy. The brother's a goy, and he's a yid, and they're sharing inheritance. Now, it says in the Gemara that what happens, there are certain things which are avodah zarah. The father was an avodah zarah. If the yid gets it, they'll be worthless to him. There's surano. But he doesn't want to lose on his inheritance for that. So he'll say, listen, if Tor's brother's the goy, you could have that avodah zarah, it's just fine for you. I'll take my part in the non-avodah zarah items, and you take your part in the avodah zarah items. So the Gemara says that if he's Yerush Midaraisa, even if he didn't get it yet, it would be no good because actually he had it, and he's trading Avodah Zarah, and just like Avodah Zarah is Asur, Khalifa Avodah Zarah is also is Asur as well. So the Rashi asks that the Gemara says, or the Mishnah says in Tamai, that if someone who died and he was Amor, that means he's Choshan al-Mashris, and he had two children, one who was Talmud Chochan, who was Machben al-Mashris, and one who was Amor, who was not Machben al-Mashris, and he left Peris Musorim She'enim Musorim. So now, in general, a Chover is not allowed to give Peris She'enim Musorim to an Amor, since he's Choshan al-Mashris, he can't even tell him, because we're afraid if he sells it to him, the person will eat it without taking the maisa. So now when he shared a Yerusha with his brother Amoritz, and part of it was Musarin, which the maisa was taking, and part of it was taking maisa, I would think there would be a possibility that he can't trade with him and say, give me the maisa, because then what he's in essence doing is selling him his portion in the Anger Musarin. And he's giving Paris Tamil to Amoritz. So but the Mishnah says Yochol Chav Lomu Amoritz Tov Ata Paris Shemua Complain. So he could split with him, because we say that Rishesh Brera, and it's as if he's not actually selling him the Paris Shemua Musorim. He's taking Lachatchil the Paris Shemua Musorim, and he's leaving over for him the Paris Shemua Musorim. So the Rashba says, the Chayrus says the exact same thing. Why don't we say the same thing here by the Avodah Zorah case? Him and the guy, they're splitting. He's not trading the guy, the Avodah Zorah, for other things. What he's doing is that he's taking as his Yerusha the non Avodah Zorah, and he's giving to the guy the Yerusha the Avodah Zorah. And there's no trade going on. There should be no problem. Just like over there, we're saying that the chaver took the musarim, and he's giving the amoritz any musarim. It's not considered that he has sold the tevel to the guy. The Rashi of Shlomo, the husband b'min echad u'mishum breira, ab b'shnei minin ki hocha ein breira. He says the nafkamina is if it's one min. In other words, we have the same paris. We have zaytin. Olives, and half of the olives are musar, and half are not musar. Then the Yesh Breira, and the understanding is that obviously no other translation other than a split has to go by. If there's 100 tons of zaysim, obviously it's clear. The only question is there's no transaction off the sell, there's no sell off trade off between the two brothers. Just one person is taking one chelik, another other chelik. We don't need any transaction to take place. And therefore we say Yesh Breira, it's only a question to see which one will fall in my lot and which one will fall in their lot. For that we say Yesh Breira. But in the case of Avodah Zarah, not Avodah Zarah, it was two minim, so there has to be a trade-off. Obviously, when the things are not exactly the same, there has to be some transactions going on. And there we don't say Breira. But the Rashba asks, Vakati loy nechali. This teretz is difficult. If I say there's an afkamina between one min and the other min, dotanina b'tmura our mishnah b'perikolas u'megavim mizbeach v'chein shnei shupim shukolku echad nato asor v'echad nato tishu v'kelev echad eshim v'kelev asurin shim v'kelev mutorin v'afshin ala b'gumara v'amai asirin nishkel chad bari kelev v'nitzvah karim mishum brera v'tishach v'nishtru u'por v'rabash ikon d'shov asor imri kol chad v'chad abadu u'pal v'chamshu v'kelev v'chamshu v'susa. Well, he brings our Gemara, and he says like this. It seemed, like Tosfos learned, the Gemara as well, that if they would be of even price, then actually we would be able to take off one and say this one is connected to Kalev, and the other ones would all be Mutter. So he asked, what do you mean? It's two minim. It's of Kalev against a sheep. And still we're saying, Bishnei minim, Yesh Brera. So therefore, it seems from our Gemara that we say Yesh Brera even by two minim. I'm trying to tell you that the only time we say Yesh Brera is by one minim. And here from our Gemara, the only way we understood the Mishnah that all 10 are usher is when the prices were uneven. But if the prices were even, and it was an even one-for-one split, I would say Yesh Brera. Yesh Brera would tell me that one would be usher against, one would be correspond the Kelev, and that one would be usher, and all the rest would be not. So we'll leave the Tariq to the Rashba, but all the Achronim asked, many Achronim asked two very, very difficult kashas on the Rashba, which are necessary for us to understand the Siddur. What's the Rashba saying? In general, we have a din of, if according to Mandi Yom Yesh Brera, like we said, there's a machlokes. Ha'achin shacholku, yorshamhem or lukukhusen. Two brothers are split. How do we look at them? We look as if they've each inherited the portion which fell into their court directly, and they didn't sell one to another. Or the Kukhazain, we say that they sold, that one person sold part of his share to the other, another one sold all over to the other. And there was if they were sold, and the Nafkimina is even Yoivul, well, it goes back on Yoivul. If it's the Kukhazain, it goes back on Yoivul, Yashim Hemna. Now, seemingly, what's the Rashba saying? That if Yesh Brera, in two minim, then we understand Agamara. We understand Agamara, why one is Asr, and the other one is Mutter. So the two questions. The first question is, why is Yesh Brera in two minim? What's the question here? We're saying that we had ten Keneged the Caliph. So the question is, like we said before, one of them is a Mechir Caliph, and it's mixed up in the ten. By choosing out this one, I'm saying, this is the one which is against the Kelev. That's Yesh Brera min Echad. It's sheep against sheep. So therefore, it's not Yesh Brera with two minim, it's Yesh Brera min Echad. Elamah, you want to tell me, that's the Brera, the way Tosh explained it. That I'm choosing out the one sheep of the ten. Yesh Brera is that I'm saying, like we explained before, that the inheritance was predetermined. If the inheritance was predetermined, none of them should be usher. Because the idea of Mechir Kelev means when I sold something against the Kelev. However, if I'm saying Yesh Brera, that Achim Shecholku is predetermined, and now I say that once I've determined it, it's as if I knew all along that these fell inheritance to this and these fell inheritance to the other, so nothing was sold. There was no sale. None of them should be Mechir Kelev. In order to get this result, that one should be a Mechir Kelev, I have to say there was a sale. And I can't say Brera. If so, what did the Gemara want Brera? Not in the Chalukah, but Brera between the sheep themselves. In other words, there is one sheep here which is a Mechir Kelev, and that one sheep which is a Mechir Kelev, I'll choose out by Brera. Like Tosfos said, just like an Isurim which was disarray one and another, and I choose one out, and that one should be the Asur. So therefore, that's not Yesh Brera B'Shnei Minim. That's Yesh Brera B'Bin Echad. Which one of these ten sheep is the one that was the Mechir Kelev? But not that we're saying that the separation, the split between the two sides was clearly determined, because that would be, none should be Osir. So obviously, our Mishnah is holding that the Achim Shecholku is Lekuchas. That when as far as the split, we don't say it's predetermined. And the only question of Yesh Brera was now to determine how did we split. How do we split? So then, clearly, it's Brera in one min, and not Brera in two min. So, to recap a little bit, to some of the ideas we have we brought forth. First, this idea, again, in general, if we hold Yesh Brera, that Ha'achim Shecholku, our Yorshim. That means that after we split, after we split, it's as if they didn't sell one to another, but rather it was predetermined. So our Mishnah, the Chayra, should all of them should be mutter. Because we say this one fell into this portion and that one fell into that portion and all of them become mutter. So that's one idea. Then the other idea we brought forth was what we spoke before in Tosfos, that here it seems to say in the Gemara that when I have a mixture and I choose one out of the mixture, I can say Yesh Beri to tell me which one it is. And that's seemingly a very, very difficult idea. How is it possible that I'll pull one out of a Tarubis where it's mixed up, even if, like Tosfos said the case, even if the case was that the mixture was mixed before the Issur was Chal, still, how did Yesh Brera help me to find the one Issur in the pot of many Hetzah? So, due to the time restraint, I think we'll just deal a little bit with this last idea, because there's a very, very original and clear idea brought forth by Shimon Shkop in Shari Yesha. Speaks about Barucha. We won't do justice to it in 5 minutes. However, it's an idea which is very clear and with a lot of thought. There's a similar case in the Gemara of someone who was Mikadesh. He made a Kiddushin and one of two sisters, or one of five women, this different case. And he made a Kiddushin, Echaz Mechamesh Achoyis. There's also a discussion whether if we say Yesh Brera, we can therefore make one of them mutter and say, this is the one I zesh from in Kaddish. And that she should be mutter, and all the rest should be not married. And as he explains, obviously we're not saying that it would be very difficult to say that one of them was an unknown of one was already Mekudeshes at the time when he said, I'm Mekadesh one of five, and she's mixed up in the pot, and I'm pulling her out and determining through that she's the one. Rather, the idea is as follows. When a person is Mekadesh one of five women, there's not one which is Usur who got mixed up, but rather, it is unclear which one is Mekudeshes. The reason why they all Eishes Ish, all Suffolk, is because, not because there's one Eishes Ish which is Mu'urav in these five, although I have one Vada Eishes Ish, which is undetermined, I don't know which it is, and the other four are definitely not. Rather, because there's a Suffolk on each one, maybe there's a Suffolk Eishes Ish on each of them. In other words, maybe it'll be easier if we bring it down to our case, is the case of Mechir Chalos. There's the Taruvus case, in a case of Taruvus, let's say I have one piece of Mevela and I mix it up with a bunch of Shkuta. So now, each piece on itself is a Suffolk Mevela. However, why is it a Suffolk Mevela? If I look at each piece, why is it a Suffolk Mevela? Really, what actually is that there is one Vade Nevela in here in this pot, and a bunch of Vade Shchutas. Now, I am forced to a Suffolk because I don't know which one it is. So therefore, let's say El Yo would come, he'd be able to help me. He'll tell me which one is the Nevela, which one is the Shchuta. My Suffolk arises through the Tarugas. Actually, there's a Vadai, and the rest are Suffolk, and the rest are one's Vadai Asur, and the rest are Vadai Mutter, but since I don't know which is which, through my lack of knowledge, through the Tarugas, it becomes a Suffolk. That could be true even if it became unavailable after they were mixed up. It doesn't make a difference. The same thing is true. If for some reason one, which was in a mixture, became Asur, still, like the case we spoke before about Oisiv Espanoli, still, it's the same. There's one which is Vade Asur, and the other ones which are Baremut. Just I don't know which one it is. So it's the Taruvus which is causing me to be Mistafik. Taruvus which is causing me to be Mistafik, it won't help me. Breyer won't help me because there's definitely one. How am I going to know? I need Nevuah to pick out which is the actual, the really true Usher one. And that's the Mutz one. Although there's definitely Vadai, the same way Isis Benoi. Definitely it's the one whose mother was Nishchat, which is Usser. Just I don't know which one it is. However, in our case of Mechir Kelev, since it was not determined at the time, in other words, it was one big deal. 10 sheep against 9 sheep and a dog. Really, the Isser wasn't Chal on any of them yet. Just I know one of them must be Usser. So therefore, there's an Isser, which is a Suffolk. What's the Suffolk? My Suffolk is not because it got mixed up. It has not yet been determined. My Suffolk is there is an equal cause for each one of these to be Usser. Maybe the Chalav was Chal on it. It's not a question of which one is the one which the Chalav was Chal on it. The question is, was the Isser Chalav Chal on this one or not? In other words, it's not the Taruvus which is causing me the suffix. It's not one definite iser which is mixed up with a bunch of definite heter which is causing me to be unsure. Rather, the iser itself is unsure. Since it was not determined, we don't know which one of these 10 actually became usher. So that's totally different. For that, Breyer can help me. I don't know where the iser fell. I don't know where the iser fell. Then I can determine, I pin it out and say, okay, the iser fell on this one. It's as if the iser is flying in the air and we have to decide where is it going to land. It could equally land on all of them. Once again, in the case of, like we said, Nevela or even Isis Benoi, there's no reason for them to be on all of them. The only suffix here is because we don't know which one did it actually fall on. However, here, where the Isser suffered, there goes Breyer. And this is how Reb Shimon, in Shar Yosher, he explains the Tosfos. It's not a question of whether it's mixed up or not before. The question is only in such a case, where it's mixed up, which allows the fact to say, that it's, therefore, I don't know where it should fall. The suffix could fall equally on each of them. In that case, Breyer can help. In other words, the two sugyas of Taruvus and Breyer don't cross. That means when do we say Bittul Beroiv or Taruvus? That's where there's one Isser, just I don't know where it is. Then I say, the question is, either Bittul Beroiv or not Bittul Beroiv. And when do I say Yesh Breira? Where there's a question, where will the Isser fall? Which one of these will become Usser? Which one of these become Usser can be determined by Breira to tell me that that's the one to become Usser, and then all the rest become Usser. Obviously we didn't feel, like we said, we didn't deal thoroughly with this subject, but I hope that exposed both of you to some interesting ideas which will be food for thought.